Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Last night was a crowning moment for Golden State fans, the Warriors claiming their fourth title in 8 years. Also, the first title they've won since going with two with Kevin Durant. Since leaving Golden State, KD has not yet been able to return to the finals. So, Shannon, what did last night's win say about KD?
That Kevin Durant needed Golden State as much as the Warriors needed him. Both of them benefited. It was like a marriage. I think both parties should get something out of the marriage. Now, you might have gotten into the marriage for very totally different reasons. But both parties should get something out of the marriage. And I believe both parties got something out of the marriage. Kevin Durant needed championships. The Warriors wanted to get more championships. You see, they got in there for totally different reasons, but they both got something out of this marriage. Now, okay, we've separated. Golden State said, you know, we got us a new boo thing. We doing pretty good. Mm. We got us Andrew Wiggins. Mm. Not the player Kevin Durant is, but they're moving forward. Skip, Kevin Durant, you keep talking about legacies and what impact does Steph Curry. Can you imagine the conversations we're having? Kevin Durant doesn't go to Golden State. And here he is 15 seasons, 16, because he's 16 years, but because he didn't play 15 seasons played, can you imagine the conversations we're going to be having? Man's 15 years into the league with no championships? We have a very different discussion because he spent 3 years in Golden State. Now that Steph Curry has won, he's bookend. 2015, I didn't have Kevin Durant. 17, 18, I won with Kevin Durant. Now in 22, I didn't have Kevin Durant. Oh, it's on. Now, Kevin Durant can say, all I want to do is ball. Out of the titles, and I'll let y'all do it. He can say whatever he wants. But Kevin Durant knows he's a great player. He knows he's a historically great player. And Kevin Durant has pride. And one of the reasons that he left, he was never accepted into New Edition. Just like Johnny Gill. Johnny Gill could outsing, but he didn't grow up in Boston like Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. Mm. He came in, he was the interloper. But Johnny Gill could sing. Kevin Durant went to Golden State, Skip, and he was better. He was the best player. Mm. But he was never accepted.
Okay.
Like Steph was. He was never revered in Golden State like Steph was.
Never beloved.
I don't care what he said. It bothered him. Mm-hmm. Skip, we all want love. We all want appreciation. We all want validation for what we do. He didn't feel he could get the proper validation being in Golden State. They love Kevin Durant. They love winning those titles. But he wasn't Steph. It's like Kobe. LeBron James can win the next three titles, and he'll never be beloved like Kobe Bryant.
Fact.
They watched Kobe come in as a 17-year-old and leave as a 37-year-old man with three kids.
Fact.
So Kevin Durant was never going to be beloved in Golden State like this.
But he did not know that from the start.
He thought he could.
Yes.
He like, man, they love Steph. People love LeBron. I want that. Mm. KD, you can't make people love who they love. Skip, I look at some of these people, I'm like, well, damn, how this person got 20 million and only got two? How they got 300 million? Mm. People like what they like. Mm. They love what they love. You just accept that and move on. You be the best version of you. I put out the content that I like. I'm not finna do all the TikTok and standing on my head and the water challenges and all this other stuff, Skip, because that ain't who I am. Mm. KD, that pressure's on, Skip. You know, unfortunately for you, you of all people know the heat is on.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know who sung that song, but it's on.
Huh. Beverly Hills Cop. Okay. My turn. I do still love me some Kevin Durant.
Yes.
And yet, when he shrank and said no moss against the Boston Celtics, I was the first one to step up sitting in this seat and say, Kevin Durant, because he could not. He was a disaster against Boston. I'd never seen anything. I didn't think I'd ever see anything like that from Kevin Durant. But Kyrie was sort of semi-retired. Kyrie had one foot in and one foot out, and Ben Simmons had both feet out because he was not available. So it went from bad to worse over a four-game stretch. They had a couple of chances to win the first two games, but then
well, they had the first game won.
They should have won the first game, obviously. Okay. Now, bigger picture. So I give you that, but now I'm going to go back to those 2 years and what happened on July the 4th of 2016, just before we started here. Kevin Durant had had enough of little Russell Westbrook, his little brother, and he had decided once and for all, I cannot ever win a championship here in OKC with him as my primary decision maker at point guard. And I think that decision got validated this year as we saw Russ exposed on the biggest stage, the Lakers stage, as a nightmare, right? Mm-hmm. Russell Westbrook right. from three, from the free throw line, and especially turning the ball over. So I think that validated Kevin's decision that a lot of people held him accountable for. Like, how could you betray him? How could you leave him, that poor right. little Russ, behind to go join forces with a team that you had down 3-1?
Correct.
Well, Kevin would tell you, yeah, we did have him down 3-1, and I couldn't overcome my little man to get those the last game home.
Yeah, you couldn't right. overcome 10 of 31 and 12 mm-hmm. of 31 in game 5 yeah, and 6. That's what you
Russ's
couldn't
numbers because they were worse. So they folded. I give you that. And Kevin said, I'm about to enter year 10 in this league. Mm-hmm. We're going double digits.
Yep.
I don't have anything to show for it except one MVP, but I don't have a ring. I don't even have anything right. close to a ring.
Right.
I did play in a finals, but we were too young. We weren't ready for that.
They're not too young. Mm-hmm. You didn't say, well, so Jason Tatum was too young. Mm-hmm. When he played in the NBA Finals, he was too young because, if I'm not mistaken, he was younger than Kevin Durant.
Well, Russell Westbrook was too young.
See, there you go. Yeah. There you go. Well, Marcus Smart. Mm. So whatever you say, I got a counter-argument for that.
Okay. So here we went, and you're right. They communicated, and Kevin's saying, well, I don't care what the world says. I'm going to choose that team because he's looking at the bigger picture, because that team had just folded against LeBron and Kyrie and Kevin
yes.
Love, but just folded against LeBron's team with a 3-1 lead. Little Steph had come up even smaller than he was. He shrank. He disappeared. He was a nightmare for the last 3 games, 2 of the 3 at home, to the point that Draymond, according to you, fled into the parking lot, calling Kevin on his cell phone saying, you got to come save us.
Well, KD could hit decline. No. I mean, let me ask you a question.
No.
When somebody's calling Skip Bayless and he doesn't want to talk, what does he hit? Decline?
I take them all.
No, you
I
don't.
Even take
you,
your
no, you don't. No, you don't. I'm busy yeah. right now. Can I call you back? That's what I get. Mm. I get, can I call you later? That's what I get.
I'm on the treadmill. Okay, so did they need each other? I guess so. But I'm going to drive home this point to you. Kevin Durant actually chose the hardest road, the most dangerous road, the one that was fraught with finals peril, because he knew exactly what was about to transpire. LeBron ain't going anywhere. He is going to walk back through that finals door twice more in mm-hmm. Cleveland. And he's going to be accompanied by Kyrie once and Kevin Love once, and mm-hmm. then it's going to be just Kevin, right?
Right.
But he's going to walk back through that door, and he's LeBron freaking James. And Kevin is saying, big picture, Kevin's got a high basketball IQ, and he's got a good sense of sort of history and what's about to transpire. And he says, you know what? I'm going to go head-to-head with LeBron, and I'm going to show everybody that I can take the team that folded under his gaze, and I'm going to match his – I'm going to look him right in the eye in 2 game 3s in his house in the finals, yeah. and I'm going to be the finals MVP, and that's what he did. That's pressure. He could have just chosen another contender. He could have gone to Miami or Dallas or somewhere and just said, I'm going to try to do this here. But the whole NBA world said, spotlight's on you, because yeah. when they got to the finals, trust me, we were there in 2017
yes.
then. The whole NBA world is waiting for 7 foot tall Kevin Durant to fall all the way down on his face.
Yeah.
That's what you were waiting for. Yeah,
it's easy to say, you know, I'm going there. I would have looked LeBron in his eye when you got the U.S. military behind you. He had the
best. What had the U.S. military done against LeBron before?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying they needed each other. But this notion, all I'm saying is this. Kevin Durant, since he left Golden State, he has one series win. The Golden State Warriors just won the NBA final. Okay, we just talked about now Tom Brady and Coach Belichick.
Okay, but look at the services. You say injuries dictate, right? Well, did they not dictate the first go-around? Because Kyrie wasn't there for him, and James is dragging his hamstring around as usual, and it's Kevin by himself against Milwaukee, soon to be champion, and hits the shot of shots that almost beat them.
Is he that guy? Is he top 10 or not? Is he that guy or not? Because that's what you told me about LeBron James. If LeBron freaking James is that guy, he has a 2-1 lead. Kevin Durant had a 2-0 lead on Milwaukee.
Yeah, and he should have brought it home and hit the shot that should have brought it home, and he had a toenail on the line.
He brought it home or not?
Well,
all I want to know, did you drop the eggs or not? Do I got a dozen eggs or are they cracked?
Did he not give you virtuosos in 5 and 7? Virtuosos.
No, he in 5.
Yeah. 5 and 7.
Ran out of gas. 7. He ran out of gas in 7, Skip. You even said it yourself.
You came out here and said the next day, it was 1-on-5.
Hey, ran out of gas. Yeah. I didn't know gas prices was that high back then.
Yeah.
He didn't fill up. He should have filled up.
I watched LeBron, quote unquote, run out of gas in Game 4 against these same Warriors in 2015. What? You're up 2 games to 1.
The Warriors.
What?
The Warriors. Yeah, he ran out of gas against Milwaukee.
Oh, okay.
Old book.
The team that was about to win it all. Giannis.
The team that won it all.
Yeah. Way to go. Congratulations.
Effing Stephen.
Yeah. Well.
Wardell Curry's on the map now.
Extra credit for the serenade. Yeah. I love the sound effects. And guys, here's your music trivia for today. The late, great Glenn Frey was the one who sang the song.
Okay.
No mercy.
When it comes to travel, we all know that feeling of wanting to escape to our happy place. Whether it's hitting the beach, the ski slopes, or just kicking it with your crew in a tropical paradise. And Priceline wants you to get there and be very happy with a happy price. So you never have to miss a trip. Let me tell you, Priceline has got your back to make it all happen. My happy place is Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Picture this, crystal clear waters, golden sands, and sun shining down on you like it's your personal spotlight. That's right, Cabo is my ultimate happy place. And you know what makes it even better? Priceline's VIP family feature. You heard it from me. That's right. VIP treatment for you and your squad. Imagine being with your crew, soaking up the sun and living your best life. And while scoring deals up to 5 times faster, it's like scoring a game-winning touchdown on vacation. Now, who am I taking with me to Cabo? To that epic trip, that adventure? My boys, my ride or dies, my crew. Ones who've been there through thick and thin from the beginning to the end. I'm not taking any kids, no kids, just me and the boys living it up. So what are you waiting for? Download the Priceline app today and save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your favorite happy price with Priceline. Make some memories that'll last a lifetime. Cabo ain't ready for me or us, but we're ready for Cabo. Thanks to Priceline, the real MVP of travel.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Steve Kerr just won his 4th title in 8 years last night as a head coach, adding to a resume that already includes a Coach of the Year honors, plus inclusion in the top 15 coaches on the NBA 75th anniversary team. So, Shannon, is Kerr making the case to be considered the greatest coach ever?
Well, he's in the discussion. He's already top 5, Skip. You look at Phil Jackson, Coach Auerbach, Pat Riley, Greg Popovich. I'm not putting anybody in any order, Skip. I'm just listing off the quarterback, the coaches.
Yep.
Skip, it's going to be hard. And I know what people are going to say. But look, he got a great player. Skip, every coach Coach Auerbach had 8 Hall of Famers on his team at one time. Mm. Pat Riley had Kareem, Magic, Jamal Wilkes, Bob McAdoo, Pop. It's not like Pop had Tim Duncan. He had David Robinson at one time. Then he had Tony Parker. He had Manu and Kawhi. That's 5 Hall of Famers. Mm. And we know what Phil coached.
Yep.
He had 5 top 75 players. Phil Jackson did. With Dennis Rodman, Jordan, Pip, Shaq, Kobe. So this notion that, Steve Kerr is just coaching all the coaches did. That's how they win. You're not winning no championship with no top 50, no top 75, no top players.
Yep.
That's just the way it works. Yes, a couple more years, Skip, it's going to be hard to say. He's top 5 as you and I sit here and have this debate this morning.
Mm. Okay, I hear what you just said. In basketball, it's different than football because you got to have the horses in basketball or you're pretty much not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So Steve Kerr has simply had the 2 greatest shooters, not one, he's had the 2 greatest shooters ever. I'm going to give him this. I've called that move, that strategic move of brilliance to insert Iguodala in the starting lineup in game 4 of 2015 finals at the top of my list of a coaching decision that changed the fate of a final. So I'm going to give you that one. He also presided over the 3-1 collapse, so I can't give you that one.
What about the Otto Porter? Remember, it was Otto Porter in game 4.
Yeah.
He put him into the starting lineup.
Okay, I'll give you that.
3 straight.
He benefited from KD joining the Warriors.
Yes.
But is able to juggle all the star egos and keep it together, and they won 2, and Kevin was the finals MVP. And then, obviously, with no Kevin, they couldn't hack it against Toronto, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I look at Phil. If I weigh it against Phil, 6 with MJ, okay, maybe I could have pulled that off. And then 3 with Shaq and Kobe. Well, you got to do some juggling of the superstar egos. But he did win 2, did Phil, with just Kobe, right?
Yeah.
With Powell and Kobe.
Right.
But in the end, it's just Kobe.
But Skip, you don't hear anything. How he managed to keep Clay, okay, Clay, you cool? And Clay, he prays on Steph. And then Draymond, and everybody just falls in the line. Because you said yourself, the biggest thing about an NBA coach is managing egos.
Yeah, it is.
And the egos are close. You only got 12 guys.
Okay. I have said from the start, since many years ago, that the greatest basketball coach overall I have ever encountered is Larry Brown, because he won at the college level. He took a 6 seed to the national title, and then he took an 8 seed in UCLA. It was Kiki and a bunch of freshmen.
Yep.
And they made it all the way to Louisville, to the championship game. Well, that's pretty great. And then the NBA, he pulls off the greatest finals upset ever with those 2004 Pistons over Shaq and Kobe, right?
Yep.
And then he got them back to a finals against my Spurs in 2003.
Only team to win an NBA final. I don't think they have a top 75 player.
Okay. All right. So you got that going for you. And he got AI in the Sixers, which didn't belong. He got them all the way to the Lakers, right? That's pretty great.
Yep.
And then he would turn teams around like the Clippers in 92 and 93. They were just horrible, and he turned them into a playoff team.
Right.
Everywhere he went, great things happened. Well, that's Belichickian. You know, that's where you're coaching instead of just inheriting supreme talent.
He did, but also Steve Kerr. The move to, like, Draymond, I'm going to have to sit you about 9 minutes of this ball game.
He did do that.
And guess what? Yep. Draymond was a different player from the time he sat then. And then you look at Draymond in games 5 and 6, he looked like a totally different player than games 1, 2, and 3.
Yep. And I'll give Steve this other little move. Remember the night Draymond fouled out, but he's going, challenge it. And Steve's like, I can't. And then at the last second, Steve says, okay, timeout, we challenge.
Right.
Because he's trying to preserve his relationship with Draymond and keep him from flipping out.
Yes.
Right?
And if you notice, Skip, the last 2 games, Draymond ain't getting no discussion with the officials.
Nope.
Steve probably pulled it to his side and said, hey.
Okay, I will give you all the above. I would still give Phil a slight edge just because he won the 2 with Kobe.
But do you believe that Steve Kerr right now is a top 5 coach all time?
Yes, I do. Okay. And as we keep talking about Steph and Clay and all the rest,
he ain't done yet. Yeah, exactly. He might keep moving up.
Okay.
Well, you're going to have to ding Pat Riley now because he did take a hit. He didn't get the Knicks.
No.
You see what happened when you got Kareem and Magic.
I didn't even mention it. Way to go. No mercy.